So we begin again, life with the Ovis HaKadoshim. Parashas HaShavua and these Gevaltige weeks. We come back to live with Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. Whole Sefer Bereishis is Be'ika Sipurim. Stories. And what's the Torah telling us? What should our histaklus be on these parashas HaShavua? The Sforni, Hakdome to his Pirish, has a whole chelek called Kavonas HaTorah. Very interesting, Sachin. He explains that there are different chalokim in the Torah. There's what he calls the cheliko yuni, which is yisoides ha'emuna. There's the chelik ha'maisi, which is mitzvahs. And there's the chelik ha-sipuri, the stories which we find in the Torah. Va-mechuvin be-chelik ha-sipuri, and what the Torah wants from us with these stories, u-la-hoidia b'nisayon ha-kadmoinim oira chayim lamala lamaskil. By being misboining on the stories the Torah tells us, is to teach us the way of life from these big tzaddikim. Oyra chayim lemala lemaskil. V'zeh behoidia darkei tzaddikei hadoyros upirtei pulosom. The Torah tells us the drochim of these tzaddikim and certain details of their pulos. Asher bom motzu telling us, Torah is teaching us, why were these big tzaddikim, what did they do that they were motzuchein b'enei Hashem? And it's not stam a theory, it's not stam an interesting philosophical chakira. So we should learn from them to be holich in their drachim. Ulhoidia kvoicheg tzas pulois rishe hadoiris. The Torah also teaches us some of the pulois of the rishoim, ashesoru mina derech hamechuvin meisokel yisbarach el hovchoi, who went away from the derech Hashem, limtsay avoilam lisnoi, lemad yirchak habaayin bechol darkeim. Or that we should know how to, where to, what to be misrachik from, how not, what not to do. But that opens up an understanding of these parashas. How much do we know about Avraham Avinu's life? All right, what the Torah tells us mefurish, the first event which the Torah tells us Mefurish, talks about Mefurish, is when Avraham Avinu, according to Chazal al Kolponim, was 70 years old. And that's the Bris Bein Avasorim. Interestingly enough, Parshas Lech Lecha, according to Chazal, isn't Lefi Hazman Bichlal, the Seder Hazman. The Parshas Lech Lecha starts but he was 75 years old. And then you go through all these interesting things that happened to him, which Be'etzim, if you learn the Mefarshim, you see that almost all of it happened in 3 months. And then you come to Shishi, according to Chazal, now jump to the parasha of Bris Bein Avasorim, Bamoedok Yerosheno, v'chule. Chazal tell us, That happened long before Parshas Lech Lecha started. That happened when he was 70 years old. And Rashi goes with that Chazal. Not Rashi here, Rashi in Parshas Boy. The Torah says in Parshas Boy that Klal Yisrael were in Eretz Mitzrayim for 430 years. So what's the pshat, 430 years? So Chazal say it was 430 years from the Gzeira or the Bris Made Absorim. And in the Bris Made Absorim it says that Ge Ye Zarecho V'chule Arba Me'eh Shana. And the Arba Me'eh Shana is Muchrach, it's from the Leder of Yitzchok. To how old was Avraham Avinu when Yitzchok was born? He was 100 years old. So if the Bris Made Absorim was actually 30 years before, so Avraham Avinu was 70 years old. So we need to have a biur. It's not our sugya, but it's an interesting question. Why is Parshas Lech Lecha out of this Seder? In Muktam Mucha Batorah, but it's not Hefka. There are reasons why the Torah does this. Rabban said, I'll be pshutai, don't have to go like that. So it was 86 at the time of Bris Made Absorim. It's one Hemshech. But this I'll be pshutai, I'll be Darachim of Chazal. But how much do we know about Avraham Avinu's life? If the Tachlis of the Torah is a biography of the Avos HaKadoshim, it's a very sketchy biography. So there's a remez to what happened before. Something funny happened that Terach decided to leave Ur Kasdim. Doesn't say why, what, all of a sudden, as was before. The remez afterwards, Anochi Hashem, well, so it wasn't Terach. Chazal tell us what was Merubis. But we have a very sketchy few events that tells us a few events in Avraham Avinu's life. Then we jumped when it was 99, Bris Milah. Then a year later, Baisu with the Malachim. It wasn't a year later. Then Leidas Yitzchak, Baisu with Snoim. Then Leidas Yitzchak, Baisu with Yishmael, Akedah. That's it. The Zohar Kodesh says, Lehedja, Torah is not a history book. The Tachlis of the Torah is not to give us a biography about Abraham. The Tachlis is, Lohidia benisoyna kadmoinim oira chayim lamala lamaskil. Leman yetze ha'odam bikvoseim. The Torah takes certain inyonim from these grace of tzaddikim, and we are supposed to learn from them. And there were all sorts of maisim that they did, but the Torah didn't think that that's what we can learn from, and we don't need to know these things. But the Torah tells us what we need to learn from the Avos, so when we're learning these parashas, that has to be our histaklus. The maiser, it's not just the Sipporno. Said Tana de Be'elio, Mavusta Tana de Be'elio, Chayev Adam Loima Mosa Yegia Maisa La Maisa Avoisa Avraham Yitzchok VeYaakov. Because I'll tell us, I mentioned Chayev Loima Mosa Yegia Maisa. The Nefesh HaChayev is Medayik. Interessant to Diuk. It says it's Dafke to learn for the Baisa Avoisai, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, because a mensch can get to their madrigas. Mosai Yigia Maisai, the Baisa Avoisai. When is my Maisim going to reach the Maisim of the Avos? Says the Nefesh HaChaim, a mensch cannot reach the Darga of Moshe Rabbeinu. Certain areas of Moshe Rabbeinu we can. The Rambam says the person can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Darga of Nevuah and Moshe Rabbeinu we can't get to. That was Lekom Yisrael, Novi Ke Moshe. So the Nefesh HaChaim, the ultimate Darga of Moshe Rabbeinu was a matana from Min HaShomayim. Of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov we can't get to. There are others. We have their koiches. We are Yorish, their koiches. We descended from them. We have their koiches. And Chazal say, it has to be a challenge. When you learn these parashas, you have to say, Mosai Yigia Maisai. And the first thing is, you have to know, what are their Maisim? The Ramchal wrote a Hakdoma to one of his Sforim. The Hakdoma is called Derech Eitz Chaim. You find it in a lot of the editions of Mesilas Yesharim, they put at the end, the Derech Eitz Chaim. He says, Amench, Yivakesh Bilavavoy, Me'osu Rishonim Oves Ha'olam, Shekach Choshak Hashem Bohem. What did a person that has to be misbinded, what did the Rishonim do that Kodesh Baruch was so choshing by him? He doesn't go like the Duke of Nefesh HaChaim. He says, Me'osa Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem. Me'osa David, Mashiach Hashem. He's not saying we can reach the level of Moshe, but he's saying, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do in the Tchilas Darkoi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichem by? V'chol HaGdoilim HaShehoyu Lefaneinu. To be misbinding on all these great tzaddikim. V'yale besichloi ma'atoiv le'odom kol yimeichayov la'asos gam kein huvetoiv loi. And a person doesn't just learn these in the parashas about these great yidden and leave it. Oh, that's interesting. Some miser stories. No. He has to take out what did they do that control was so choshik? So choshik by him. And take out v'yase gamhu. Lasus kein gamhu. He copy it. Let's go in there, drachim. Learn from them. V'toivloi. And then he says, Oz yosuru machshavois of ladas. And then a person should start thinking about, Be'ezem atzav hu nimtza v'oimed. Where am I holding? Nefi ha'nirtza b'derech ha'shen torchu anshe ha'shem eile ha'shem e'olam heimo. Where am I holding klape this limud which I took out from the Avos HaKadoshim? In other words, the Torah in these stories are talking to us. And even if we're talking, the Torah is describing Madrigas and Yoinus Ba'oid, Avos HaKadoshim. Or the Nefesh HaChaim says it's Shayach to us. And that has to be our Histaklus. What can I learn from this parasha? And where am I holding? And how can I improve? And how should I lead my life? This parasha, which is Merumas, about Avraham Avinu, before we get to the Lech Lecha, before we get to the Bris Ben Avasorim, Chazal Megale, what the Torah is being Meramis to. So the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam describes in the beginning how Avodah Zarah grew up in the world. Hare it's a pliatzuma. Adam Arishan knew all the emes. Adam Arishan knew he was a Nivra. Adam Arishan knew there was a Bari Olam. Adam Arishan spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him, was a Navi. The Darga Kedusha of Adam Arishan before the Chet, we have no Hasoga. The emes is we have no Hasoga of his Darga after the Chet either. And Shays, Cain, we don't like Cain. Vashneitzach. Oh, but Cain was a Navi. We always look at all the negatives of Cain. He made a korban. First of all, Cain was the mechadish of korbanos. Maral asks, why wasn't Hevel's korban Megin Olav? I mean, Kodesh Baruch was Mekabeli's korban, Hevel's korban. Why wasn't he Megin Olav against Cain? So he makes a very dikazach. The pasuk says, "Vehevel hevi gam hu." He wasn't mechadish. He was copying Cain, even though Be'etzem he didn't do exactly like Cain. He bought for the bechirim. But gam hu, that mice is godish. That's not going to help. The gam hu does godish. A mensch has to come from himself. And Cain did that. Cain was mechadish. But he realized Cain was a Navi. So where did Avodah Zarah come from? Shays, the massive tzaddik. Where did Avodah Zarah come from? Chazal tell us it started in Enosh. But how? So the Rambam explains how such a background, such a dar, to start Avodah Zarah. And then he says, the world got worse and worse and worse. The Avodah Zarah was dispassionate more and more. And when it started, it was Kulei L'Shem Shavayim, Avodah Zarah. That's how the Rambam learns. Ayin Shom. And eventually, they forgot all the Yesoidus of Avodah Zarah, which are Yesoidus. It's a Toas in Avodah Hashem, but it's a Toas in Avodah Hashem. And they forgot all the Yesoidus. And they forgot all the Lomdas. And eventually, everything just became the idols. Valderech zeh, hoi ha'oilam, hoi lechu misgalgel, ad shenoilad amudoi shel oilam hu Avraham Avinu. The world's getting worse and worse. Chazal say that they got the matzav when Avraham Avinu came into the world was nishtakach shem Hashem pi kol beria. Be completely forgotten the shem avaya. Everything was Avodah Zarah. Ah, you'll ask, wasn't there shem ve'ever? Those doiras? The Ravid says that towards the end of the first parak, the Ravid asked the kasha, and he says that they went into hiding. They weren't able to be mashpia, bichlal, on the door. But Avraham Avinu was born. Zogte in halacha gimel, kiven shenigbal eisan zeh, hiskil l'shoyteit bedaitoi. When he became 3 years old, pashtas nigbal, he started thinking. How's the world, the whole universe, the whole world is going, and everything's orbiting and everything's working, and tremendous koyach in all the planets and all the stars, and there's no manik? It can't be misavim itself. He didn't have any rebbe, and no one to teach him. He was living in Orkastim Everybody was the Avdei Kochavim, Atipshim, with their stupid ideas. V'avi v'imai, v'kal ha'am, Avdei Kochavim. V'hu Avdei Kochavim. And he also did Avodah Zarah. Say the Haggadah. Mitchila Avdei Avodah Zarah, Oyu Avoseinu. We bring a raya from the Pasuk. It was all includes Avram, Terach, Avi Avram, V'nochar. The Avdu, Elohim Acherim. V'hu Avid Imayim. V'libay Meshaitet. But in his heart, he's thinking and thinking. Rav Shlomo Zeichet Tzadik in Vrocha was medayik here for this Rambam. A mensch has a kasha. Starke kashas. We don't have a teretz. We have kashas. Doesn't make sense. What is a person who's miyushev? You have a kasha, but the whole world holds differently. So you must be wrong. V'hu ayvidi boim. You with his kashas. He wasn't a wild mensch. Today, you have certain people, they have a kasha, they're slogging up the whole oilam, they know better than the whole world. And we're not talking about Avdei Avodah Zarah Hatipshim. You have a lot of people who think they know better than all the Talmidei Chachamim and all the Gedolei Hadar and the Messiah which goes to Doire Doiris. They're Kasha, they got Zah, a new Shita, a new idea. Shlomo used to say, what's the biggest tide on Enosh? He had a Chiddush. Chiddush in Avodah Zarah. In Avodah Hashem. Which was the beginning of Avodah Zarah. It was the Chiddush in Avodah Hashem. So he started. He said, his title on Enosh, your Zayda is alive. You've got a Chiddush in Avodah Hashem. Go and ask your Zayda. Go and ask Adam. Why don't we serve the Malachim? Won't that be Marbe Kvod Hashem? Go and ask your father. You have a father, Sheis, Masit Amit Chochem. Go and ask him. Bechadish, with the Gedolim, with the Tamidei Chachovim. Well, that's the biggest Yetzirah for young people. Young people think very often, think they know better than the old Dar. You know, Adam and Rishon didn't know how to use a smartphone. And Sheis didn't know how to use a computer. So we can ask them, what do they know? I know, I'm from the new Dar. This. Avram Avinu, v'hu oivedi bohem, even though v'libay shoyteit, v'shoyteit humevin, ad shehisig derech ha'emes, v'hevin kav ha'tzedek, mitvunosa ha'nechoyna. V'yoda, sheyesh shom eloka echod, and he knew, claw, there's one balabos, v'hu maniga galgal. Not only is he the Balabos, who bore HaKoil, he came to the HaKoil, it must be. This Manig was the Boire. Where did the world come from? It came from Atzmoy. Narish. How can you say that? It came from all these different Kochavim Mazolos. So how is there such a Mesudanika world? How come the whole world isn't falling apart? Like all the different gods who argue with each other. I told some guys recently, I think it was yesterday, a Baisa Shahoya, Emes a Baisa Shahoya, which I heard in our shul, a person told us this story, who he heard from the Bala Baisa. The Bala Baisa, somebody who lives in Rabat Shlomo, this person works in Har Chotzvi, in a company which used to be an American company. I have offices in Har Chotzvi, just over here. And a few years ago, his company was bought out by an Indian. By Iyayoy, the Balabos, or the Balabos, it was a woman, she came to Israel to see this branch of the company, how things are going. And she was speaking to this youth from Ramat Shlomo, who was one of the top people there. And she pulls out an idol from her pocket. An idol. And she says, "This is the god of success in business. So I want you to put it up in the office so that the business will be really successful." That's Mamash Avodah Zarah Kipshuta, right? Hinduism is not such a posh religion. You know, you've got 3,000 gods. It's a shvera musogim. Avraham Avinu had 400 mesechtas in Avodah Zarah. You understand? 3,000 gods, all the different shilas there are. Like this is the Avodah Zarah. I'll call upon him. This one is in charge of Hatzlocha in business. What do you do? Avodah Zarah kipshutoi. And she's the boss. Min HaShamayim. He took her over to the mezuzah and he says, "Well, listen, this is our God. And if I put up the other God, it's not going to be good. Two gods in the same room is going to be a big machlokas." Oh, yes, she was basking. He replied to Kula Alma, "I'm over the Avodah Zarah HaTipshim. You've got all these 3,000 gods, all these different Avodah Zarahs. So why isn't the whole world falling apart? The god of business and the god of whatever, the god of entertainment and the god of the wind and the god of the rain and the god of the sun and the moon. That's what Avraham Avinu tied into Nimrod. Each one has it comes along the sun, then it comes along the moon, then the sun again. How come? And Amai, there must be a Bori Echad, a Manig Echad. Eloch Alami, Chazal tell us. To be here. Oise Shalom Bimraimov. The Rebbeinu shall make Shalom between all these different Koichavim and Mazolos and everything. Vu Bara Hakoil, Ve'ein Bekola Nimso Eloha Chutz Mimenu. There's no other God who has power, independent power. The Yoda Shekol Ha'olam Toyim. And Avraham Avinu knew now, in the beginning, he didn't do anything, Lemaisa, till he came to Klora Hakora. The Yoda Shekol Ha'olam Toyim. The Dova Shegorim Lohem Litois, Zesha Oitim Isakechovim, Isatsurois. And this Avodah Zarah has made them all be toyer. Uben arboim shana hike Avram is boyre. Vaisnois, the Rambam's girsa in Chazal, our girsa in the Medrashim is that he was 48. But this is l'choira, the Rambam had a girsa of Ben Arboim. Ben Arboim shana hike Avram is boyre. Kiven shehike v'yoda. Once he came to Hakara, Hakara is different than Stama Yidir, Stama Kasha. Hakara is Klora Yidir. Hike v'yoda, hischil lahoshiv tshuva yisab b'nei urkazdim, v'larech dini moim, v'loima she'ein zu derech ha'emes shatem holchim bo, v'shibe hatzlomim. And then the Maisa, which everybody knows, because the Moira told you, his little Maisa, that he smashed up the idols. Behischil the hoidea la am she ein roi lavoid elo leluka ha oilam, veloi roi li shtachavois, ula hakriv, ula nasech, kadeshi yakiruhu kola bruim haboim. Veroi la abed ula shabe kola tsurois, kadeshi lo yitu bohen, you destroy all the idols, so you shouldn't yitu bohen kola am, kmo elu shehim medamim shein shom eloa, Elo Elu. Kivin Shigovra Leim, Berayo Yisov. Bikesha Melech Lohogoy. Maisu with Nimrod. Bikesha Melech Lohogoy. Ah, Nimrod. All these people. Mevakshe Ho Emes. Kihilu. So when Avraham Avinu had a whole discussion with Nimrod, and he schlogs him up completely, what was the tozah? Nimrod was maskim. Nimrod agreed to stop doing Avodah Zarah? No. He was mufrach in Gansen. Kivshala Esh. That's how people who are not mavak sheho emes, the keilu mavak sheho emes, of its kula yetzahara, kula mavak she sheker, and when they're faced with the emes and they can't deal with it, they just go crazy, try to kill you. He had a vikuach with the Ramban, with the Meshumet. The Ramban had a vikuach, we have the, it's written out, the whole discussion. And the Ramban destroyed him completely. What happened? The Melech told him, run away, because the Tanoim and the Vikuach were, it was in front of the king, and whoever wins, wins. And who won? The Ramban. And the Melech understood the implications. He told the Ramban to run away, because otherwise they'll kill him. How are they kill you? Why does the Mishumet Choyze Bitshuva come back to Yiddishkeit? Terrorists, all these people are the same thing. You destroy their argument. Don't confuse me with the facts. This is the truth. Da'idu, the Sheker is the truth. Kiv Shal Ha'esh. V'nase lo'in deis v'yotze l'chorot. Had the Ness of Ur Kasdim, which we know about. Haran also, Lichoira, was a Ma'amin, his brother. But we know that he didn't get the Ness. What was the difference? Avraham Avinu was misbinding and misbinding and misbinding until he was Hikeres Boirai. V'yada sheyesh keil echot. Haran was a gamhu. Well, I'm not sure. Let's see what happens. Oh, Avraham came out of the Kiv Shel Ha'esh, my good brother. So yeah, I hold of Avraham. That's not a level of emunah which will bring nisim. That's not that a person lives davak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is able to take on the whole world. Ken Zayin, he came out of the Kiv Shel Ha'esh, there shouldn't be the Chilul Hashem, because he said he's a Ma'amin. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Maybe he came out of the Kiv Shel Ha'esh and 2 days later dropped dead of a heart attack. What a tragedy. Why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu boicher b'Avraham? Because Avraham was misboining. Avraham built himself through his koyach, his boininess. In the Derech, Derech Eitz Chaim. Ramchal says, well, before we get to Derech Eitz Chaim, Ari Avraham Avinu didn't have a Rebbe. So where did he get these ideas from? Where did he come from? Everybody was being Oved Avodah Zarah. Chazal say, the Medrash says that his two kloyos became his v'yotzim, came from within him. What's the pshat? Sokta Ramchal here. The Rabbeinu Shalom gives everybody seichel. But he says the seichel that he gives us is like a coal which is burning, but is very, very dull. It has the koach ha'esh in it. It's a gacheles amuma. And a gacheles, a coal, which has the fire in it, but it's very, very, just a glowing coal. He says, if you blow on that coal, and you blow and you blow, you can start getting the fire becomes bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. He says, kach, the seichel adam is like a gacheles amuma. Ki gam kein yesh lo koyach hasoga rabba. Ach kasha yislait bekoyach hizboidenus. Val ze ksiv ki Hashem yitein chochma mi piv dasus vuda. The Eibishter gives every person seichel. He gives it, but it's bekoyach. And one has to be misboilein and use one seichel. And by means boiling, we're blowing on the fire and blowing and making it bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until it becomes a huge fire. And that seichel becomes so clear to the mensch. Zokter Amchal. Hine al kein choiv hu mutal al ho'odom nosim atzmoy lihis boiling. A person has to use his seichel and be misboiling. If a person's not misbinding, doesn't use his seichel, chochma doesn't come to look for him to seek the mensch. The mensch has to seek the chochma. Venisha bechoshech belo yidia, veholech medarki ahevel ba'afela. And if a person's not misbinding, then he stays in darkness like all the people who lived in Avraham Avinu's time. None of them started thinking. None of them used their seichel. V'soif davar. Don't push it, what he's saying here. Soif davar. Yitein din v'cheshben lifnei melech malchi amlochim ha-kodesh baruch hu al shelo nishtamesh min ha-chochme u-min ha-koyach asher hitbiyam lo lasus chayil. If a mensch goes through life and he doesn't use his seichel and he's not misboining, he doesn't think about life. Dr. the Rebbeinu Shalom will be tovea him la'chameh ve'esrim shana. I gave you seichel. Why didn't you use it? Dr. When it comes to work, a person makes cheshbonos. He uses his seichel. All sorts of areas of life he uses his seichel. How often does a person look at his bank account? How often does a person make cheshbonos when he spends money? Why hasn't he spent any time thinking about who am I? Why did I come to this world? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? What's the end of life? Sometimes a person who grows up from has a good chinuch, goes to good yeshivas, but he never used his seichel to be misboining. That's if he does mitzvahs. Mitzvahs anoshi melumada. He doesn't have to think. He's doing the right thing, living the right way, goes to a good yeshiva, learns the story, does what everybody else is doing. And he never stopped to think, Mahu, Lama Bala Olam, Maha Mavakish, Mimena Melech Malchi Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from me? He wants me from you, huh? What's Avodas Hashem all about? David HaMelech told Shlomo, Da es Elokei Avicho v'Avdeihu. You have to know Hashem to be Oved Hashem. How many people go through all the yeshivas? And Be'etzim know nothing about Avodas Hashem. And even the people who can say a good chabura, who's a gewaldig, who's all lumpers, who's a gewaldig, yeah. And you ask them, tell me something. What's mitzvah tefillin all about? You have to put on tefillin. What is tefillin? You ever thought about it? What's inside the tefillin? Or you'll ask many, many bachrim, can you translate Shmoneh Esrei? Three times a day, Daven Shmoneh Esrei. Can you translate the words? I'm not asking you if you understand the Biurim. Can you translate? Once there was the bachur from a good yeshiva. Okay, he wasn't from the best bachrim in the yeshiva. I'm moide. I asked him, can you tell me what V'lam al-Shini v'al-Tisikva means? So he looked at me. I said, do you know where it comes from? V'lam al-Shini v'al-Tisikva. No. No idea. So I was going to tell him, well, you hadn't learned Pri Eitz Chaim. Kisvei Ari, you don't know where V'lam al-Shini. And he wasn't the chat that he was going, he had a different nusach. Because then, when I carried on, he would have said, oh, I don't say V'lam al-Shirim, I say V'lam Milim, or I'm a Shubadim. No. This bacha, lichoira, not sure nowadays, but lichoira, davens at least once a day. I don't know if he davens milcha, I don't know if he davens mairiv. Lichoire David Shachris. I mean, he was in a yeshiva, you know, high school. Lichoire, you have to come to Shachris. Not like a yeshiva. Yeshiva Gedoyla. Lichoire, he does the three step, you know, the dance. I mean, that's Yena. What about other Bachrim? Simchas Torah, I asked a few Bachrim, they were dancing with his lavas with the Nigin Hoshir Samecha. I was wondering, looking at the Bachrim, and I said, why are you so happy about Hoshir Samecha? What's so simchadik about Hoshir Samecha? So I asked a few Bachrim, what does Ur'ein V'Nasei mean? Not one Bachrim could tell me, it was about five or six Bachrim. One Bacha said, oh, it means you see. To see? Okay, he didn't have a siddur in front of him. If he were the Sfadi, he wouldn't have made that mistake. Or aim. What's so simchadik about Hashir Samecha? Is that a nigun we should be dancing for in Simchas Torah? No, I am dancing. Tzaveis, Yeshua Siakoy. Why does that bring to Simcha? What does it mean? Tzaveis, Yeshua Siakoy. To be Metzave, Yeshua Siakoy. Well, what does that mean? Ken Zayin, if you know a beer in Tzaveis, Yeshua Siakoy, maybe that, yeah, I can see. Actually, yeah, sorry. Some of the nigunim that were singing on Simchas Torah. It makes sense to me that anybody's really, really dancing, really, really understanding. Well, what's the simcha here? So one of the bachrim I asked about Hoshir Samecha, I said to him, why are you dancing? So he said, well, it must be something good. No. And I understood. Why you have so many people, the only way they can dance on Simchas Torah is if they get shikha. Because you lose your das. Because it makes no sense whatsoever. If that's your yedias in Yiddishkeit, why on earth are you dancing? Well, Hanam, you have to lose my das. I didn't have that much to start with. Have a drink a bissel, or drink a lot, and then
And then you can dance. And that's the Simchas Torah. And Simchas Torah became Purim. Nebuch. Because there's no Sheikhas to Zman Simchaseinu. To the Heilige Yontav of Shmini Atzeres. To what Simchas Torah is all about, the Meridikas Simcha that there is with Torah. My Simchas Torah comes in Shmini Atzeres. A Suda Ktana with the Bari Olam. So for us, Kutsh Brich V'Rai Sechandhu, that's the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres, the Suda Ktana. I'm scared to ask Bochrim. Always the first Hakofa in the yeshiva for years, sing Torah Hashem Tmima. Not sure exactly why, but they do. Don't carry on. Eidus Hashem Ne'emana, Bechule. No, it's up here. Kudei Hashem. Doesn't he say Kudei Hashem? Chasan, there's a fifth pasuk and a sixth pasuk. The Gemara in Soita, Chof Beis, Itzme, Kore v'shana v'lo shimesh, Tamidei Chachomim, v'lo z'oim yehari z'am ha'oretz. What shimesh Tamidei Chachomim, live in the emes? Is it just making a cup of tea for the Rebbe? Is that shimesh Tamidei Chachomim? So Dr. Ashi, v'lo shimesh Tamidei Chachomim lilmoid svaras ha-gemora b'tame ha-mishne. Shimush Talmidei Chachomim is to learn lomdus, to learn the svaras. Shalidei ha-tamim yesh chiluk b'isa v'heta u'bedinei momenus l'zakos u'lechayev u'betaros l'tami l'taher. Kuda oma b'kama m'koimus kama duchta my time oma mar hochi my time oma mar hochi u'may benayu. If a person doesn't learn svara, doesn't know how to learn properly, so he said, I'm oritz. Reb Shmuel ba Nachmeni Omar, Hari Zebur. He's not Amoritz. He's a boor. Rashi sagt, what's a boor? It's worse than a gorua me Amoritz. Reb Yanai Oimer, person who doesn't know svara, who doesn't understand Torah, Oimer Hari Zekusi. It's worse than that. So Rashi ve'osa lechol pito ve'yenoi. Kivin Shaloshi Mish Chachomim Eina Makpid Al Divrei Chachomim Nadaitom Rav Acha Bayakiv Oimei Harize Mogush. What's the pshat? Om Rav Nachman Bayitzok Mistabrika Rav Acha Bayakiv. A person who doesn't understand Torah, doesn't understand Svara, that wasn't Mishamish Tamidei Chachomim. Is be'etzem amogush, mistabri k'rav acha b'ayakov. The omre inish, rotin megusha v'lo yoda mai omar. So Rashi, what's a mogush? A mechashif. A rotin is the targum of choy v'chover. And that's mogush. A mogush is a person who's loichesh ha-mechashif es l'choshov v'ein ha-mevin ma'ahu u'ma pirushom. What's a mechashif? A mechashif doesn't understand how it works. He just knows you say these things and then things happen up there and you can do all sorts of interesting things. A mensch who's avodas Hashem, I don't know what it is. It's just something good. Well, years ago I once asked the Bocher, about it, Mored Yeshiva here, about the translation in Shemoneh Esrei. So he says, how do you daven? He He said, what do I have to understand? I say the words and it goes up there and it does whatever it's supposed to do. Ah, Gemara Mefurashes. Zamogush. The Mechashev. What's the Rashi? Loichesh HaMechashev is Lechashev Ve'ein HaMevin Ma'ein U'ma Pirushom Elekach Ma'aseyen. This Mamash. It must be something good. I don't understand anything. Prancing around. Don't understand. That's Avodas Hashem. One's whole mahalach in Avodah. People not misboining on anything. This burning of Mahu, what's life, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? Und sagt der Ramchal, if a person's not misboning, the Eibishter gave us the Seichel. Avraham Avinu, Lahay Elohim Modi Adavo, but his Kliyos gave him, he's had that Seichel. And he used the Seichel. And he was misboning. He was in a matzav where he didn't have anybody to ask. And this Adam Gadol Ma'od came to the Hakara of Avodas Hashem, Me'atzmoy. We don't live in a door like that. We live in a door where Baruch Hashem, there's still Talmidei Chachomim we can ask, we can learn from. Oh, but you have to be misbinding. We're a bunch of mechashvim, magushim, we don't understand anything, but it must work. Rachmana Litzlan. That's Avodas Hashem. There's a mitzvah's essay of Avas Hashem. How do we come to be mekayim the mitzvah's essay of Avas Hashem? I'm scared to ask people, where's the makar for the mitzvah's essay of Avas Hashem? I wonder how many people in this base medrash can answer the question. Maybe I'm not being melamed schus. The Mekar is Poshet HaRambam, Perik Sheni, and Hilchus Yisrael Deitayim. Okay, la nichma v'anoira mitzvah la'ahava yaliyira oiso shenema v'ahav tois Hashem elokecho v'nema is Hashem elokecho tira v'heichi aderech la'avosoi mitzvah sese. Every single day, we say it twice a day, three times a day. The Mekar in Torah. Chavitz Chaim says that like every other mitzvah essay, it's also to eat until you mekayim that mitzvah. I maybe if I hold it, it's like Tchir Shofar, I could go and have a bite beforehand. Oh, but you can't have a suda. Heichi, zog the Rambam, heichi aderech la'avosoi v'yirosoi. B'shosh yisboinein ha'adam b'maisov. Ubruav hanifloim hagdoilim. When a person's misbeinen on the gvaltiger world there is, v'yire mehem chochmosu she'en lo erech v'lo keitz, miyad hu oyhev u meshabeach u mefaye u misave tai v'gdoilo leide Hashem agon. Koshe omer David, tzoma nafshi lelukim, I want a kirvus Hashem lekel chai. Who am I? I medis bedas kalom iuto lifnei tomim deus. He realizes how small we are. Kineged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? They come to Yira. Yira's Aroimimus. These are Madregus Gedoilus. Abaheichi Ador, Derech Le'Avosai. in Hilchos Tshuva Perik Yud, the Ketzad Hi Ha'ava Haru'uya, Hu She'yeh Havas Hashem, Ava G'doylo Yuseira Azo Me'oid, Achetei Nafshe K'shura Ba'avas Hashem, V'nimsa Shoyge Ba'tomid, Kilu Choyle Choyli Ha'ava, She'daito Pnuyo Me'avas Oiso Isho, Vu Shoyge Ba'tomid, Be Meshivtoi, Be Mekumoi, Be Meshashu Oicho Ve'shoyse, Meridika Madregis in Avo. Madregis, Gedoilus in Avo. Sokta. Ha'oived mi Avo. Oisik betorva mitzus vaholik minisivis ha'chochma. Lo bi blei dova sheba oilam, lo bi blei yiras ha-ra, lo kidei lirash toiva, not for schava oilish, ela oise ho emes bi blei shuhu emes. Vesoif ha-toiva lovoi. Avoido mi avo is oise ho emes bi blei shuhu emes. How does a person know what's emes? And how does a person know that it is emes? Honi mikoach espoinadus. To think, just to think. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? What's it all about? What is the emes? Umayla zu hi mayla gedoyle me'oid, ve'en kol chocham zoichelot, that's the avoid olishma. Ve'hi mayla zavom avinu shekara HaKadosh Baruch Hu oi havoi. Shelo ova adela mi'avo. Ve'hi amayla shetzivonu bo HaKadosh Baruch alidei Moshe shenema, it's the mile to which the way the choir of the Rambam's learning. It's a mile gedolish. Ain't kol chacham zoichem, but it's a mitzvah essay on every yid. As long as the mitzvah essay is to work towards that. And the aleph is a shtikol is boinedus. Ube'etzim, that's what we say in Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Think about this. Ve'ohav tois Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol ma'idecha. So the Sifri, v'heichad derech le'ohavoi, g'shu oime v'hoyu advarim nehem she'hoyu advarim o'ele ashe anuchi metzavcha ayoim al levavecha. So the Sifri, think about what I've just said. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Tabog, Mabakir, Levisha Oma, Ve'oyah Ha'olam. A mensch has to be misboiling. That's the Aleph. That's what we see, Avraham Avinu. We have the Koichas. The Rebbe Shem gave us all that Seichel. We just have to use it. Lefizeh, we understand maybe, B'yeseh Se'es, B'yeseh Bior. The beginning of Mesiras Yesharim. Yesoida chasidus v'shorish o'avoido atzmi mehu, she'yisbarev yisameis eitzel o'odom ma'achoy v'osoy b'ilomoy. Ulema'at zorech she'yosim b'abatoy b'agamosoy b'chol ashe'u omel kol yimei chayov. What's the Rebbe Shalom want from us and where are we supposed to be going? And we do not live in a door like Avraham Avinu. So the Ramchal, v'hine mashehoirunu chazal, we have chazal, we have Torah. Torah can teach us how to be misboinin, what to think, what the answers are to these questions. Oh, but we have to be misboinin. Our avoidance Hashem has to come from Seichel. That's the Aleph. It's the Aleph which we see from Avraham Avinu. And that Seichel has to be come so clear that we can go into a Kivshana Eish on Pizeh. B'Shem HaToyma, Avraham Avinu could do that. We're all B'nai Avraham. We have that Koyach. V'Avoseinu, Doiris before, many Doiris were Moisen Nefesh. Even, the Rambam writes, even more than Kivshana Eish. In the Dor of Shmad, the Ramban writes that the tortures that there were through the Doris, the Yidden should give up their Yiddishkeit, and they remain Nehemot to their Yiddishkeit. Where did you get that koyach from? We have that innate koyach as we have the seichel. We're Bnei Avraham. We're the Bnei, the Misboinei Nagonu. You have to activate that koyach. Avodas Hashem has to be real. Da es Elokei Avicha Vavdehu. Chas v'sholim. We should fall into the trap to be a gamhu mensch. Oh, yeah, the oilam does this, the oilam does that. There's so many yeshiva bachrim. That's when you ask them, why do you do this? The oilam. I was taught, the oilam is a goylam. You want to do what the goylam says? Emach. We have, we're not in the matzav of Avraham Avinu. We don't forge our own ways. We don't want to fall into the trap of Enosh, of being mechadish and coming out with it. No. We don't want to fall into the trap that Avraham Avinu did. Who I made him by? I mean, he was misboining. And if a person's misboining, and misboining, and misboining, then habol etai mesayin lo yisoy, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu opens his seichel and opens his eyes to a deeper and deeper havana of avodas Hashem, a deeper and deeper havana of Torah. Then he comes, da es Elokei Avicha, Va'avdehu, he comes to that Vekas Bashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a reality in his life. He comes the Avas Hashem, and the Yiras Hashem, and his Oirer, Miyad Hu Oihe, Miyad Hu comes to Yiro. Our bench has to be misboiling.